This is you.
You're so conceited. You're like full of yourself. Why are you like that?
And this is Spike.
I'm not saying that to be conceited.
What's up? We're back. What's going on? Got a little something different for you guys. Our own list.
Now this is not extremely well thought out, but we just went over here and wrote down a list of our favorite fight scenes in movies that are not movies that are like Enter the Dragon or
it's not a fight-based movie.
Regular movies, probably mostly action movies, but that have awesome fight scenes in them.
And just turn your sound off. Sound off like you got a pair.
I got two pair.
That'd make a weird porn. So what we're going to do is run down our own little list. It's only, what, 10 of them? It's 10 of them, right? So we're going to run over those 10.
Maybe 11 or 12, possibly.
But probably, it probably won't be the only list we'll do like this. But this is just the first time we're doing it. So we're just going to wing it like we normally do. And
this isn't necessarily the best ones. I mean, these are what we came up with here. I mean, Sometimes when you're trying to think of something, it makes it harder and you end up not being able to think of very much, but except some for the ones that stand out really hard.
Yeah, some of these are memory jogged
things.
Like, oh shit, I didn't think of that one. That one's a good one. We did look for memory joggers. And some of these are that, but like there are some that aren't. So anyway, to get it on, we'll wait till he's done with this fiasco going on here.
Let's flip this and start with, with the last ones that we put down, because those were maybe not the first ones that we thought of, but you want to do that one first?
I can't see it. I can't see shit, man.
Well, good, it's not shit, so this is just regular type. All right, so a good one is Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Roadhouse was a pretty solid movie.
I forgot that we picked
there was
that,
There was a few really good fight scenes in that one, so...
And obviously it wasn't a fight movie. But right. I mean, and it's some people, oh, hokiness, whatever, blah, 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 Patrick Swayze. You can say all those things, man, but I think it was a great movie still. I think it still holds up,
It's still a solid movie.
Yeah.
You're such an asshole.
This guy all freaks out. That guy was a weirdo.
Yeah, right.
Plus, I thought it would be fun to fight you, Dalton.
Right.
That old guy
is going to fight some young karate guy, Not going to happen. I mean, that guy really, he thought a lot of himself, that's for sure.
I like the end where they all, you see anything? You see anything, Red? You see anything? Tiger?
Yeah.
A polar bear fell on me.
Yeah, right. That guy, that big fat idiot. That was
what other movie was he in where he was a huge dumbass?
That guy?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, I don't know. I don't think he would have been in a movie without being a huge dumbass. I think he was pretty typecast.
All right, what you got next on the list?
Let's go with Every Which Way But Loose.
Every Which Way But Loose, is a very good one. He does other fights in that movie, but it's the last one against that other huge dude that they called in.
That might have been Any Which Way You Can.
Yeah, you might be right.
Tank Murdoch was, I think, wasn't that the guy's name? Tank Murdoch or something?
A huge bald dude?
That he was fighting in, I don't know, I don't remember.
But man, that's hard to remember. Those are like...
Yeah, that's a 70s movie, I think.
Okay, I was going to say, those are very early 80s, if not late 70s. But yeah, it's Clint Eastwood.
Right.
Every Which Way But Loose, or Any Which Way You Can, which is part two.
Yeah.
And I mean, those... They're comedy.
It's right. It's a slapstick kind of comedy. Like he pulls up next to a car or something.
Biker gang too.
Right turn, Clyde, and then the orangutan punches out the window and knocks out whoever's next to the car.
Yeah,
it's a little hokey at times, but
it is.
But very cool, very funny, and the. The music that they play when the biker gang shows up.
Yeah, it's total.
That was so hilarious.
Total like greaser music.
Right.
You know? Perfect. It was perfect, though, for that.
Yeah, and then.
For that movie. And the main biker was that huge fat dude.
Right, with he ended up bald because he made him go through tar. He tarred and feathered him somehow. It was pretty damn funny.
That was good shit.
All right, so
definitely a movie worth checking out.
Next one, let's do Mission Impossible Fallout. Okay, I don't know.
I don't know what part that was.
It was like I thought it was part six, but anyway, it was the bathroom fight scene where it's Tom Cruise and then what's the guy Cabal, the one that Cabal was the Superman guy. He played Superman in the movies.
Yeah.
In the recent movies, so very recent Superman, and then another guy.
It's like an Oriental
Asian guy that, yeah. And they were fighting. That dude was badass. I mean, it took them he was beating the shit out of both of them.
Yeah, right. Well, it took everything they had to knock him out, and then some dudes were coming in, so ran him into the stall to hide. Well,
right. Of course, the dudes thought that there was some kind of three-way going on
in the stall. It's like, hey, what's going on in here?
You what's up, guys? Let us in. We want to join you. They're all acting,
So the Asian dude wakes up, and then just all hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
And the Asian dude was... That's when the Asian dude started really kicking everybody's ass. Yeah. But that was a great fight scene, though. I almost want to see that again. That's the first time I ever saw it.
It was pretty fast-paced.
Yeah. And, I mean, Tom Cruise is a good actor. Don't get me wrong. I mean, outside of movies, I wouldn't even care to even hear him talk or whatever, but that was a damn good scene. You know, done. Right. Well done, you know. But, what you got next?
All right, next, let's do The Matrix, Neo training. Like, in The Matrix, when Neo is doing the training, where he's laying there on that thing, and he's kind of, his eyes are moving, then he opens his eyes, and he goes, I know Kung Fu. And then Morpheus goes, show me. And then they get in there, and they're doing the fight. And I never liked the wire aspect in any movie, karate movie,
this will probably be my least
whatever
favorite today.
Well, this is okay because they're running in a computer program, so you can bend that reality and you can jump higher and you can stay in the air longer. So that's what makes The Matrix okay for me. But like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, somebody runs up a tree and then jumps and they fly halfway across the whole United States.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Or jumps off of a tree and lands on the roof, you know?
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's like, dude, come on.
And all that, and then, we can jump off a three-story building and land on our 2 feet and one hand, just like a Superman pose or whatever. Those kind of things bother the shit out of me, but I thought that The Matrix made it okay because of the whole... And also, there was a movie called The One. That has Jet Li.
And, I was going to say, it's another Li.
And also...
It was Jet Li. Bruce Lee, I told you to stay in school.
It Leg.
Oh, Bruce Leg, yeah.
It was L-E-I-G-H. And he's like, that's Bruce Leg. And he's like, fool, I told you to stay in school.
What movie was that?
That was
they were on some kind of a scavenger hunt or some shit, weren't they? Or they were looking for somebody.
Yeah, they were looking for somebody. I can't remember, but it had Mr. T in it.
Yeah, Mr. T wasn't so badass in that one, though. He was a little more scaled back.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah.
We'll be sitting here all day if I try and remember.
Yeah, right.
All right.
He was more jokey in that rather than a tough guy. But anyway, I'm sorry. What's up next?
Okay, next we have... I'm trying to pick these and save the top ones for last. Let's go with the Jason Bourne movies.
I've only seen the first one.
There was a lot of spy stuff and a lot of things, but the fight scenes in those movies were really cool because doesn't realize what he's doing, but he just goes by instinct. He instinctively knows what to do because he has been trained for years, but he just forgot all that because he had no memory. He was like shot and threw over a boat and drowned.
Like
basically
left for dead.
They found him and he had amnesia, so he doesn't know all the things that he can do. But then when he gets into a fight, all of a sudden he's disarming two cops, you know, just out of the blue. That kind of stuff was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
So I would definitely include the Jason Bourne movies. You know, the Bourne Supremacy, the Bourne Urine, and...
Bourne Urine, man, that was
the best one.
That was a showstopper there.
That one was very showstopper.
That was a seat wetter there.
That was a flusher. All right, so I think next, The Equalizer. So pretty much any of the Equalizer movies.
All you gotta say is Denzel, man.
He is just...
That dude's awesome.
He's just an amazing actor, and also he's amazing in a fight scene, man. He is a badass.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if it's just sometimes the look on his face or the I don't know.
Yeah, he has an intensity that really shows.
He does, man. He really does.
I
tried to look for Equalizer 1 on, and I'm gonna start cutting these channels. Half of these channels that I got, and I'm paying for them, they say, oh, you can rent this. It's like, I didn't get a channel so I can have the option to rent.
Yeah, right. Asshole. I want it. Right. What good is it if you're just offering it for rent?
Yeah. So I'm going to start getting rid of channels here.
Yeah, we got rid of a lot of services.
I think I'm down to, like, I have Paramount, which has, like, some Showtime stuff with it. So it's kind of cool like that, but it also has that rent crap. So I'm kind of on the borderline of getting rid of Paramount Plus.
Oh, yeah.
But another was MGM channel. I'm about ready to get rid of that. It's MGM? A lot of old MGM channel, okay, yeah. Just MGM. I'm about ready to get rid of that. It's got a lot of stuff that I've already seen. It's like a lot of older stuff. Some of the older stuff is kind of cool, though, because it's almost like memory lane stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So that could be kind of cool, but I don't know. What do you got
there? I'm still on Equalizer. I wanted to say that all the scenes where he sets his watch, he kind of looks around the room. And this is the whole premise of the Equalizer, is he's so incredibly well-trained that he can look at a situation. He sees this person, what they have in their hand. He looks at this. He looks around the room, and he sees all these people that are going to be fighting him. And then he figures out how long it's going to take him. He maths it out in his head how long it's going to take him to beat the shit out of all of them. And then he sets it. He's like, 19 seconds. And then he'll set his watch, and then he'll start walking, and then just start beating the hell out of everybody.
19 seconds to clear a room.
It's pretty cool, and it's almost always that he takes longer than what he guesses, because he's a little full of himself, I guess. But there's a lot of cool stuff in there. A lot of cool stuff in the Equalizer movies.
Man on Fire, we were talking about earlier, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a great
Not movie. A lot of crazy fight scenes, wasn't but that, I wanted to throw that out.
Dakota Fanning was in that?
Yeah, that was a little kid in that.
I remember that.
And it goes back a ways. Yeah, she was like, what, probably 8 or 9 years old in there, maybe.
Yeah, and she's, what, freaking 30s now? Maybe late 20s?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it goes... Yeah, maybe late 20s. It's probably about 20 years ago. Or close to it.
Yeah, probably right.
She might be maybe...
I haven't seen her in anything in a long time, it seems.
Maybe mid-20s, so maybe it's 17-ish, 18 years, maybe. But that was a really good flick if you're a Denzel fan. I like that movie a lot. But and if you see it, you'll find out why. I just think it's a troubled dude, and he's hired to watch the daughter because there's such a high
kidnap rate in that country.
And he almost has like a little connection with the kid. You know, you can see them starting.
Wasn't he like ex-CIA or Secret Service?
Yeah, some kind of. And they go into in depth more on that too, where they show like a flashback or something that
he was protecting the president.
Feels guilty over, something.
Something happened. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
really good movie though.
It was such a long time ago; I barely remember it.
I want to see it again because that was really good. But anyway,
all right, next let's do Upgrade. Upgrade is a movie that I kind of stumbled on a clip because I'll just sit and watch like. Best fight scenes or something like that, and Upgrade showed up in one of them, and the whole thing about Upgrade was a guy, he got injured so bad that he was completely paralyzed, and a friend of his was like, hey, I'm researching, I'm doing this, I got this thing where I can hook something up to your spine, and it can make you move again, and it can make you mobile, and you'll be able to get up and do stuff. And he was like, I don't know. And he was probably kind of a bit suicidal and didn't want to deal with anybody and didn't want to deal with life. And was just wanted to die and be done with it. But the guy, like, somehow he ended up, or the guy ended up putting the thing in him. And it was called STEM. And, that's right. I remember there was a bad guy that shot him in the spine. And that's what severed his spine. And then he was completely... completely paralyzed. Yeah. And he couldn't do anything, and he was dealing with that. And then finally, he was able to get out of the chair and just walk around like normal. And
with
and
this,
he had this stump thing, that and guy he talked to him in his head. And he's not necessarily
well, a don't completely spoil
yeah, I don't
it,
want
though,
to ruin it, but there's some fight scenes in there where he tells the thing to go ahead and fight for him because he's getting his ass handed to him. And then it's funny because this dude is, I thought that was very good acting when
oh,
he did
yeah.
that because
yeah.
he's looking around like, wait, and his body is just doing stuff because it's supposed to be the stem, the thing that's in him doing the fighting. And he's like, no, don't, he's got a knife, look out. And then his body is doing this. So his
so
head is
crazy.
Completely not paying attention. It's really interesting to watch. If you don't want to see the movie, look it up on YouTube. Look up Upgrade Fight Scene or something like that. There's a lot of really cool stuff about that. And it's a pretty cool movie.
It is very cool. I definitely want. I haven't seen the whole thing. I just seen. If you guys go watch the fight scene, you've basically seen what I've seen. I haven't seen the movie yet, so. But it's definitely interesting, and the fight scene is very cool. So.
The Kingsman, the bar fight.
Oh, yeah.
Where. Where the prim and proper guy's talking to Eggsy, who
they're
is
all
like
British,
the,
right?
The Cockney pissy guy. Yeah, it's all British.
Okay,
everybody,
I thought it was, but I'm
and he's like,
100% sure.
These guys walk in, and they're going to beat up the guy that he's talking to. He's like, look, fellas, I've had a trying day.
Oh, yeah, look granddad. Granddad, or whatever they call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, granddad, you better watch out. You're going to get hurt, eh?
Yeah.
And then he's like, let me finish this lovely pint of Guinness. And then they're like, you better leave, granddad. So he walks over to the door and locks it so that they can't get out. And then he says, manners maketh man. And then he starts this fight and just beats the living shit out of him. And it's really cool.
Yes.
And one guy tries to kill him with a gun. And he has a way of defending against a gun with an umbrella. That was pretty, you know, amazingly hoy. But totally believable. So that's what made it cool.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That one was a little
spots.
Bit. There was some wires in
it's
there, like
edge.
All the flipping and stuff. When
yeah,
you
right.
hit him with that thing and he flipped, like, you know,
it's
all
just,
the way around.
It's to give the impression that there was so much force and
yeah,
momentum
right.
that it would make
and then
him
it would
flip,
make him
like
flip
that, yeah.
two times or something. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, make him flip back and land on his neck or something. That's one thing. Or,
yeah,
or
right.
not all the way around and then fall down. So flipping like this and then down to the ground.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that
you
whole
do a backward somersault and then land on your head.
Levitating stuff. But another part in that movie, or maybe in the second movie, was the church fight scene. That's one that's real big. That one is, that's a little gruesome. It's pretty bad. Because everybody's trying to kill him and he's fighting back and ended up having to kill everybody.
Wait, same movie?
No, I think that was the first movie that we were looking at earlier. The second movie.
You said a Kingsman.
Yeah, Kingsman 2.
Okay.
Something.
Yeah, I don't know anything about those. I know nothing
Secret
about
of the
them.
Ooze. I'm kidding. It's like the Secret Service or, I don't know, Queen Secret Service, some crap. So I'm going to throw this one in, the next one. This was one of your big ones, 3 o'clock High.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you talk about this because I know there was a lot of stuff, and I'll have some stuff to throw in, too.
Man, I loved some of the... I mean, the whole movie, I think, was great. The dialogue, whatever, all that. But some of the camera angles
That's what made that movie.
Yeah, yeah. Without those camera angles, it's like... It still would have been good, but...
It would have been a good movie, but it just... It brought it... It made it stick in your head. I mean,
yeah.
The way that... The camera would rush up onto somebody's face.
Yeah, right.
Or it would be on somebody's face that would draw back. And there was just
a lot of
really cool...
It was the perfect guy to play Buddy Revelle.
Oh, yeah,
you
right.
You know, the typical, oh my gosh, this is the brand new guy. And then all the rumors go from
yeah,
one
right.
person
oh,
to
Oh my
the
gosh,
next.
I heard that he killed somebody. And
yeah.
I heard he stuffed a knife in somebody's ear.
The guy that he stabbed, the guy didn't know he was a touch freak.
Yeah, right.
You know, anytime somebody touches him,
he freaks out and
he looks at their hand
and
he
ended
breaks
up being
it,
a touch
you know.
Freak, yeah.
Yeah.
Which was cool.
But I don't remember. It's been a while since I've seen it, but I've seen the most recently, I've seen the fight scenes on YouTube. You can go and see them 3 o'clock High. You can't. But just watch the movie. It's a fucking great movie. I love it. It's your typical 80s movie, but I don't know. Is it your typical 80s movie? I don't think it's a typical one, but I think it's a good 80s comedy.
It would be somewhat of a typical 80s movie, but it was a little more than that.
Because I could almost see
camera like, angles and stuff. And
Right. But I could almost see, because it's high school, I could almost see like it being a little distant, but yet similar to like a Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
There was some similar, it might be the same director. I mean, it did seem very similar to that.
I mean, obviously not as popular and didn't do as good, but I think that movie's got a cult following. You know what I mean?
3 o'clock High? Yeah. It does, yeah. For sure, yeah.
And I mean, it ended up being one of the guys that was in Young Guns. It was the one and two, right?
Yeah, right.
He was a pugilist.
Oh, yeah, it was the guy, the pugilist
Jerry,
guy, right?
Jerry was, kill him, Jerry! That Jerry guy was the pugilist.
Yeah, yeah.
So that'll tell you the actor, you know, from Young Guns, a pugilist, was the main character in 3 o'clock High. Anyway, he pisses off the new guy at school. The new guy says, you and me are going to have a fight at 3 o'clock.
In the parking lot.
Yeah. And then he's shitting himself, figuring out, how am I going to get out of here? He hires a guy to go and fuck with him. He ends up beating the crap out of that guy.
Right.
He ends up trying to ditch class, gets caught. You know what I mean? See, you just, it's crazy how...
Spending the whole movie trying to get out of the fight and trying to not get his ass kicked, but...
And then by the end of the movie, he just gets some balls from somewhere. I don't want to completely spoil it, being that it's late 80s. I don't want to, you know, it's too soon.
I mean, it's too soon to spoil it.
It's too soon, right? But, I mean, if you haven't seen it, I think it's a classic, and you'll probably get why it's...
Yeah, the whole movie is great. Not just the fight scene, but
it really is. The girl in it is a kooky nut, but she's funny.
Yeah, you know what I mean,
if you want to get him,
you have to go through me. You understand that? You're gonna have to go through me. Yeah. Something like
he
that.
He grabs her head, move.
Right?
Just shoves her aside.
That's exactly.
It's so great though. But I mean, and don't fuck this up, bitch. Oh, yeah, that's the principal. The that could totally be a Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
That,
yeah.
They kind of do.
It did. I think we should look and see if the directors are the same.
I don't think so, Mr. O'Rourke. Mr. O'Rourke. I don't. Or what?
I just can't do that.
You called him Mr. Corn Cob.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Mr. Corn Cob. I just can't do that.
Yeah.
Whatever, that was on another one.
That was fucking funny, man. That was probably 20 episodes ago.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, awesome movie. I love it, man. But what would be your favorite movie, or your favorite part that stands out for you in that movie?
Well, then probably Don't Fuck This Up, Mitchell. Because the teacher comes over and he goes, buddy, you get over to my office. And he goes... I don't think I'm not going to be able to do that, Mr. Corn Cob. And then he goes, well, let me give you some help. And he puts his hand on him, and then he looks down at his hand, and then he cocks back and punches him and knocks the teacher out. The teacher's out for like a good 3 minutes or something like that. And then later on, when everybody starts chanting, telling Jerry Mitchell, you know, come on, kick his ass.
Yeah, the fight's fully on.
Right,
you know
and it's fully on, and he's finally gonna, he's decided that he's gonna fight, he's not gonna try and get out of it anymore, and then you're like, kick his ass, and another one, do this, rip his head off, and then the teacher wakes up from being knocked out, and he says,
don't fuck this up, Mitchell!
That's so good.
So great.
That's so good. Yeah, and then he's like, nobody's gonna help you now, Jerry.
Yeah,
it's just you and me.
What was it? Hardcore? No, not hardcore. There was a show that he was in right after that, late '80s, maybe early
'90s.
The bully guy, yeah, Buddy Revelle was in a movie, a TV show that got real popular, but it might have been two seasons and gone. Yeah. Hard something.
Hard.
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 Like. I keep wanting to say Hard 30, but it wasn't that. It was like something in Hard, or it's not Hardcastle and McCormick, but it was something, man. I
Hardcastle
almost,
and McCorn Cob.
Yeah. Don't fuck this up, bitch. Okay, Corn Cob finds his way in there. It was Mr. Rourke, right? Or Mr. O'Rourke or something?
I don't know. I don't remember his name.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Mr. Work. I don't know.
It's Corn Cob, I think. Sorry, Mr. Corn Cob. I can't do that.
All right, what do you got next? We dirt routed that one.
Yeah, that one took a while. Next, Cannonball Run.
Another classic.
The fight. I mean, it's a movie about racing. It's got a lot of big names in it.
Burt Great Reynolds, cars.
Dom DeLuise. A lot of amazing cars. Yeah. Lamborghini, Countach. Like a 1980 Lamborghini's Countach.
When they were the best, man.
With a spoiler in the front and the back. I like the spoiler in the front. A lot of people don't.
It's awesome. Yeah.
And then the broads with the giant cans driving the Lamborghini. And when they get pulled over, they pull their cans almost out.
Yeah, like, right.
I'll take care of this one. And then it's a woman cop with big-ass cans. And it's like a can festival going on. I mean, everybody's covered in milk.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Oh, my gosh. I don't suppose you have a driver's license and the proof of insurance tucked down in there somewhere.
Hot pants? Hot pants?
Oh, maybe. Yeah. No, probably, yeah.
That was good stuff, man.
Yeah, hot stuff?
But anyway, there's a fight scene in there with Jackie Chan. And, man, it's an awesome fight scene.
They're
and
of course, all
Jackie
in it.
Chan's always all joking. Yeah, everybody's fighting. And some big names.
This is early Jackie Chan, too.
Oh, yeah, very early, right.
You see him nowadays, last 15, 20 years he looked old, but this is like 20 years before that.
He was a young guy then.
Yeah,
I mean, not really young, but he's probably in his, around 30, I think.
Yeah.
Because he's like 70 now. He still does his own stunts.
I can't believe that stuff that guy does. Gravy. I mean, falling off a... I don't remember the name of the movie, but when did you grow a beard?
Oh, that movie, Rumble in the Bronx.
Okay, yeah,
I think it was Rumble in the Bronx.
It's where he does like a somersault off a train car, lands on his back on another one. Remember that? That was Jackie Chan.
I don't.
But I don't know. That's a
I
whole.
Don't remember it's it for a dirt sure. Road to figure yeah. it out.
But that was a great movie. He did a bunch of his own stunts.
Yeah, there was a lot. There was a lot of.
You look up Jackie Chan. There's probably a documentary somewhere about how he did his own stunts in his movies.
There is,
and that's pretty insane too.
And he broke his back. He broke his neck. He broke himself over and over. He's like Evel Knievel of Chinese fighting.
Yeah, and he's very good at the technique. He's very good technique too, man.
Yeah.
Even in Cannonball Run, he looked awesome. Even way back when, he looked...
And it's all comedy fighting, too. Like, at the end, he taps two guys in the shoulders, and jumps up, does the splits, kicks them both in the face, but his pants rip. So then he covers his crotch, and then he runs away like a little girl. Or like a, you know...
Like he's hiding his...
Right, like he's... Like he's
hiding...
No.
Yeah, hiding his teabag.
Very funny. But very cool fight scene.
Yeah, it looks good. I mean, it you know, for the most part, I mean, for a movie fight scene.
It was
scene.
all the Cannonball people, the racers, fighting a giant biker gang.
Yeah, it's good, all right, good
we're
shit,
up to the
man.
Last one now.
All right.
You know what it is?
It
was one of the first ones that we decided on.
Oh yeah. Put the glasses on! Put them on!
Yeah.
You know, I can't get that right anymore. It's Roddy Piper in
They Live.
They Live, yeah, that's right.
Great movie, man. I
love that movie, man.
I think that's a really great movie, and everybody should see that movie because it kind of tells the story that you don't really understand. Yeah, it kind of holds up. I mean, it
does. When I first saw it, I'm like, "The hell is this? What is
this? What does this mean? Why we look at the signs and it says, you know, Corn Blues Tavern, but you know, when you put the glasses on, you can see that it says obey. Yeah. Listen to the rules. Don't like fight back. Things like that.
It's like the director was trying to say something with this movie, and it's pretty crazy how that movie almost goes over better today than it did then. If you really think about it, it should be that really is a cult classic.
They should remake it. I mean, Roddy Piper's dead now, but they can remake it with somebody.
He'd be in his 70s today, too, I bet.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, he would be. But the fight scene in there, it's like, it was like 15 minutes long. Good gravy.
I know, when you thought it was over, that's when Roddy came up with that kidney shot in the back of him or some shit.
It was funny because they're... You know, it's not like they're getting hit and then they're just going back to fighting like normal fight movies, yeah. they would get hit hard, and then they'd be like, "Ah, yeah. come on, damn it, you can't! I can't believe you did that."
Yeah, right.
You know, or whatever.
Like two buddies arguing right. over why they hit
and
each
then
other
they would,
so hard.
Then the other would hit them, and so. But that's a great movie. If you ever have a chance, see that movie. It's definitely good.
I think it's a very cool movie. I mean, it, like I say too, it the message goes across better today than it did then.
Yeah, I mean, kind of. I think that it's a time. It's one that goes with all times. I mean,
timeless.
But,
yeah.
Right, and I think that it would be a little more. It would hit home maybe a little bit more now than what it would back then. But I'm sure there was stuff going on back then that, you know, people didn't know about.
And well, right, more talked about. More socially acceptable, probably more nowadays. Not socially acceptable, but it's talked about more.
Right. Well, it's
any type of conspiracy, if you want to go there, is more talked about now than it was then.
Yeah, because people would just, oh my gosh, he's a nut. He really thinks that... That the government is actually making new aircraft. I mean, they're like, probably. I mean, really, why would you think that, you know?
Yeah.
Well, because they want to try and get new technology for, you know, possibly a war, perhaps. But I mean,
it's worth seeing just because for a late, you know, whatever, mid to late 80s movie, it's like.
It's the whole movie is about an alien invasion that's happening, and they're just walking among people, and you can't see them because everything is like masked.
Yeah.
All the signs say other things, and you can only subconsciously learn it. You can't see it. So. You can't see that the people are these freaky pig-faced, weird, blotchy, zombie-looking weirdos with giant eyes. You can't see that unless
look at you. You know,
yeah,
you're fine. You're fine. You're okay.
When
I look at her, formaldehyde face.
Yeah, right. Fucked up. This.
Oh yeah.
Real fucking ugly.
Yeah, yeah, right.
This one. Fine. You okay? This one. Real fucking ugly.
Formaldehyde face.
Yeah. So
that was a good job by Piper too.
Oh
man.
Yeah, that was great acting. I couldn't believe he was such a great actor in that.
I wish he'd have done more movies, man. I really do, because I think he could have done, even if it wasn't any, you know, more bigger budget than that. I think he should have done more, and I'm sure he did. But
yeah, he could have been a great action. He would have been good in the. What is that thing that Sylvester Stallone makes those movies? The Under. Whatever the
oh yeah
what are those? The
Expendables
that's it
yeah he would have done good
he would have been
that.
Good on that yeah I think they would have accepted him in that but he'd be pretty old I mean there's so many geez,
I gotta wonder
it got to the point where they were just like did you ever fight in a movie like I did punch somebody in a movie come on in you're in dude
yeah right
we'll have you as the gunner in the airplane for you get 3 seconds in the film
yeah right.
How many punches two punches well you can have 10 seconds in here then
you know what though it's a great way to bring back a bunch of old timers though and make like
it is
a super group
I thought that was very cool exactly a super group that's a good way to say it
yeah
there's one that I just remembered that I didn't write down that was just something that was really funny. Was Harlem Nights with Eddie Murphy was like a gangster, and Della Reese was the madam who ran all the hookers in the bar, and the girls. She's like, my girls is honest. She goes, I'm an honest hoe, and all my hoes is honest. That was the line. It was hilarious.
And coming out of her makes twice as funny.
Oh, she played such a great part in that. It was Della Reese, and she there was a part where he says, yeah, but the girls are coming up short, and it's happened before. He's like, what are you trying to say? You accuse me of stealing? All right, now I got to kick your ass. So she drags him outside. And she beats his ass. He ends up having to threaten her with a gun. And then she's like, I'm going to shoot you in the pinky toe. And then she's like, there it is. Go ahead. Go ahead. Shoot it. And then he shoots her in the pinky toe. Sugar, I'm going to kill him, motherfucker. It was hilarious. And Red Fox was funny. I'll blow
that now, crusty-ass motherfucker off.
Off your motherfucking foot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's a great movie, too. Obviously, comedy, Eddie Murphy, but
oh, yeah.
Great comedy. Anything with Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, Eddie Murphy, he's great. He really is a great actor.
It's cool because it seems like Eddie Murphy's coming back, kind of doing more stuff. I don't know if he ran out of money or doesn't have anything to do or what.
He'd be bored. Yeah, he's just bored. Know. He's like, I don't know, man. Chris Rock kind of blew up after Will Smith hit him. Will Smith slapped him in the face. He's like, maybe Will Smith smacked me. He's trying to get into that award ceremony.
Yeah, right.
The host so that he can get slapped. I don't know. But, I mean, I didn't want to start talking about that because I love Will Smith movies. I think he's a great actor. But I thought that was the biggest fucking candy-ass thing I ever saw. A sucker slap in the middle. How would he ever have thought that was going to happen? That was the biggest sucker-ass punch.
I thought you said you didn't want to talk about this.
What? I didn't say anything. Anyway.
No, I mean, I
just
it.
Thought
I,
that was...
Sometimes I have to wonder if it was planned.
I don't think it was because I think Chris Rock's not that good of an actor. Seriously, I mean, he's just like, uh-oh, what's he doing? And it was a nervous, tense situation. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he slaps him. And it was a candy-ass slap.
Yeah, right.
It was like he was trying so hard to make it him not realize what he was doing. And then he did it,
well, wasn't
and then
the
he
rumors,
turned around.
Well, wasn't the rumors that he had an open relationship with What's-Her-Face, so she's getting... Allegedly, whatever, she's getting nailed by all other kinds of dudes.
Yeah, she, at the time, she was, Jada Pinkett, was screwing their son's friend.
Oh, geez, I heard
so that's
about
what
that.
Was going on, yeah, that's what
so
was going
he's
on.
So he's probably trying to get some cred back here or something
he's trying
of
to,
some kind.
Probably. And
make
he
a
was laughing at the joke. He's like,
yeah, right.
G.I. Jane, I loved it because she's bald. She
yeah,
has,
right.
So she's got alopecia. Grow up, you know. Everybody's yeah. got something. Somebody makes light of it, you know. If you got a foot that's 10 sizes bigger than the other, somebody's going to draw attention to it.
Yeah.
You just move on with life. Or if you shave your head.
I mean,
you know?
God forbid you make a fat joke nowadays.
Oh, yeah, right.
I mean, that used to be hilarious.
Yeah, right. Eat a carrot, eat a fat tub of shit.
Yeah, right.
Right.
10 years ago, you can't do anything without people being offended nowadays. But anyway, that's like you say. I know you want to go into that shit, but what a bad way to end a show. No.
Yeah, let's get an upbeat thing here.
Eddie Murphy.
Another joke movie that was funny with a lot of cool fight scenes and a lot of outlandish shit. It's just a joke. It's called Kung Fu Hustle. It's the whole thing is a lot of karate, a lot of wires, a lot of stuff that really wouldn't be able to happen.
Have I seen it?
I'm sure you haven't. No, it's old, yeah, but
you watched a lot of weird movies.
Yeah, sometimes I just...
Way back when, you know, I mean...
Yeah. There was I like to watch fighting movies. And
you were patient with movies, I noticed. When I was a little kid, I was like, what the hell is he watching? I gotta get out of here. Like when you used to watch M.A.S.H. What the hell is he watching this for? I never got it. You were just old enough to get it. I was like, I gotta get out of here. I don't know what the hell he's watching.
I think M.A.S.H. was pretty much one of those there's nothing else on things. Because I was on the fence falling towards watching it
and
not. But right. But it was, you know, there was some adultish humor in it. It was funny. I mean, there was funny parts.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Alan Alda was very funny in that.
Yeah,
I never really liked Alan Alda very much, but for that. That's why, that's the only reason I liked Alan Alda. But,
and that's the thing, too, is it's like you were starting to understand a little bit better. I was still,
you
don't get it.
Yeah, you were
let me
like,
go play with trucks. You know.
Right.
We were very young when that was on, you know, or still on anyway. But
decent show. I mean, I would not sit through it now. I wouldn't. I was bored back then, I guess.
Yeah, and there wasn't much selection. So
yeah, there was not. We had, you know, 2, 4, 7, 20, 50. That's it.
Yeah.
And you had to smash the tuner to get them to tune in, right?
Yeah. Yeah, man, I think that's, I'm sure we'll do something like this again. I mean, fight scenes.
Yeah, right.
There's a never-ending, you know, supply. I mean,
or we could even do like an MMA thing with all of the, or like the best fights that we loved watching, or
most memorable, fights.
Definitely for me, it would be the first one comes to my mind is Brock Lesnar and Frank Mir, number two. Not the one just grabbed his foot and twisted it and then won, where Brock Lesnar just beat the shit out of him.
He just held on to him in a headlock against the cage, and Frank couldn't go nowhere.
Right. He just locked him up and just started launching and just launched onto his face.
As Joe Rogan would say, he was just slamming those lunch boxes into his face.
That's all well and good, but when you got these giant lunch boxes hitting you in the face, it's
even
not
better.
Fun.
Right on, man. I couldn't have said it better. That's exactly what he said. When you got these giant lunch boxes.
He goes, there's Frank signaling to his corner that he's okay. He goes, yeah, well, that's all well and good, but when you got these giant lunch boxes slamming into your face.
Yeah, Frank got up, and it's like, we made a joke out of the picture, too.
You
Frank
made a joke about that. Yeah, that was you.
Yeah, I couldn't remember
the
tweet.
That was hilarious, though.
But Frank jumps up, and you can tell he's like pissed off. But it's like, dude, yeah, you're kind of out of it right now. You're not really going to do
much. His whole face was just beaten, dude. He had chunks of blood and face all over him.
And Frank got up. Sorry, man, my chair is making a bunch of noise. Frank got up, and this is a fight was already called off. Frank got up and was going to say something to Brock, and then Brock got in his face, and that's when they snapped the picture.
Yeah.
And then you got Frank Mir with this red stuff all over his face and Brock with his finger in his face. And I captioned it, hey, Dana, I know who ate all the jelly donuts. It's this guy right here.
And it was
great because Frank Mir just has this look on his face like...
He was so mad that he lost. But, man, he was out, man.
Yeah,
he was not... I mean, Brock Lesnar got up. He looked into the camera and said, who... Who is the fucking man? And then
ran around.
He was grabbing the camera and pointing at his face and doing shit. And then he came around the ring and then saw, and then Frank got up.
And Frank, Frank was just now getting
up. It's been over for a minute here now, Frank. You know?
Yeah, he wasn't like knocked out, but he was pretty well dazed. And when he was getting up, he was stumbly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Man, I can't believe how far back that's like 2009, 10.
That's crazy, I know. That time just keeps going. You can't stop it.
It's crazy.
I've tried.
Man. You think about it, 2008, what is that? 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, that's nuts. I can't keep up.
2008 is when the housing market crashed.
Yeah, right.
I remember that. Anyway, all right. So that was our list. That was from us. That was
Where was yours? Where's your list? No.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, if you have a movie that has an awesome fight scene in it, please tell us, because man, I love looking that shit up.
Yeah, right.
You know, shoe@shoeandspike.com or spike@shoeandspike.com.
Well, cool, man. We're gonna get out of here and.
So I just wanted to say I saw Spike sent this to me. It's just one little detail of the thing that says about our show, and it said that we're in 40 countries.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Couldn't believe it. So I want to say thank you to everybody out there.
Yeah, and you know what? I was just about ready to close the show out and not even include this. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, my gosh. Merry Christmas, for sure.
All 40 countries of you, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yeah, right. And
but no, we'll be
New
back
Year,
before
we'll
the
be,
New Year,
we'll
I
be back
before
then,
yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to... We'll have to do a show where we, maybe, I don't know, we don't want to do a countdown, that'll be hoy. But
no, we'll do something fun, we'll figure something fun out.
Yeah, we'll figure out something.
Alright guys, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you for being here. You guys take care.
Yep, thanks a lot for the support, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Well,
this is Shu.
Thanks to the lame-ass security.
And this is Spike.
I'm going home.